Yeah, so we're holding a daf mem dalad amid alpha the Mishnah. Zak the Mishnah heviu lefanov meliach. So they bring meliach and she says kol davar maluach. Heviu lefanov meliach betchila upas imoy and mevarach al meliach upeitras apas shapas tveila loy. So here we're seeing a very interesting chiddush. There's the concept of bread being a tofel. Zaklau calls you ikra imoy tveila mevarach al ikra upeitras atveila. Says the mission, this is the rule, that anything which is the ikr, you make a brach on the ikr, and it passes the tefila. So, a couple of things. Number one, I think it's the Talmid of Yena over here who say that, they say the ikr chiddush of the Mishnah is not the concept of ikr and tafel, because we've already seen the concept of ikr and tafel. He says that the ikr chiddush of the Mishnah is, shepa'amim shafilo ha-pas na mitfela, but even bread, which we know ein lecha davar ikr gadol min hapas, but even bread is considered can be considered to be a tafel. That's one thing which we find. Another thing which they're medayik is it says hiviel ofan of meliach betchila, which means they initially bring something salted, let's say salted fish, and then because a person has had something which is quite salty, then they have a need to have bread. So even though it wasn't necessarily there at the same time, nevertheless, we still say that it's nigrar, and it's nitfal, and it's niftar, and one need not make a bracha, even though it wasn't there, you know, at the same time, and so on. Sure we do.
But if the
moiti
is like the
tofu. Sure. It's the tofu, and you don't make a bracha on it, and you wouldn't even need to wash your hands. It's just considered to be nitzvah. Yeah, we do. There's another thing which the Achrinim are medayik. Usually, whenever the Gemara says Zaklal, the Gemara says at the end of the sugya Zaklal asuye mai. What is the Zaklal coming to be marbis? So, when Kivega says over here that you might have thought that, let's say, if you make a bracha on salted fish, meliach, which often meliach means salted fish, so you make a shahakol nei bedvarei. So you'd say, okay, I can hear perhaps that if you ate salted fish, it's so salty, now you need to have some bread to neutralize the taste of the salted fish. But maybe you could say that because you can make a shahakol on bread also. So it's meshech shaycha to the nusach habracha. Shahakol nia bedvaroi, even bread is included, we paskin. Most sources machlekes before in the Gemara. But let's say if a person makes a bracha on A, and because of the strong taste of A, they need to eat B, and B is in no way, shape, or form covered by the Nusach HaBracha. So they make a Bered Priya Eitz on A, and now they need to eat something else, which has no Shaychas whatsoever to Bered Priya Eitz. So maybe you might have thought in that case it's not included. So in that we say, Zaklal, I mean, the Gemara doesn't speak this out. It would be nice if the Gemara speaks this out. Rav Kivega says that that's what the Zakhal is coming to teach us, that no matter what, don't make the mistake and think dafka, because you made a shahakol on salted fish, pas is included, anything is included. Is there such a thing? The meliach is the ikra and the pas is tefela. Am ravach abreder of avira, am ravashi ba'ichli peris ginesa shanu. We're speaking here in a case of where they ate the Peris Ginosa. Rashi says, Peris Ginosa, Peris Eretz Yam Kineris, Chashuvim Min HaPas. They are more important than Pas. Not so clear exactly what Rashi means. Rashi seems to be suggesting that it's a Dara Poshet, that the Peris Ginosa are considered to be an Iker vis-a-vis the Pas, and the Peris are the Iker, and the Pas would be the Tafel. The way the other Rishonim, Talmid Rav Yehuda says the case over here is, we're going to see in a moment, that the Peres Ginesa were out of this world. I mean, they were so sweet, and so light, and so tasty, and so incredible. But basically what would happen is, the Talmid Rav Yehuda say like this, the Peres Ginesa were Mesukim B'yosa, they were so sweet, the Einam Nechalem Ela Im Melach Harbe, and therefore you needed to have salt with the Peres Ginesa. The ninsa shall pass tefela la peiris. Well, if you can mivarch la peiris, the peiris shall pass. So you can have a situation where, meaning the pirzkinis is so sweet because that you need to have salt, and because of that they have the bread and so on. And that is the case where we will say that the pas will be tefillah. You're not eating the pas for its own sake. You're having it just to neutralize another flavor. And the Gemara says,
It wasn't salty bread.
The salt came for the pears. They would have salt with the fruit. And then to neutralize that flavor, they needed to have pas afterwards. So ultimately, they were eating the pears. Pears kinosar. They would have salt with it. And then they needed to have the bread to neutralize the flavor. Says the Gemara, Amar Avach, a breeder of Avir, Amar Avashi, Beichu Peres Kines, Shana, Amar Rabba, Rabba Chana, Kihavi, Azlina, Basrid, Rabbi Yechanan, Lamecho Peres Kines, and when we would go after Rabbi Yechanan to eat the Peres Kines. So, Kihavinan, Beimea, when there were 100 of us, Man Ketin and Lei, we would gather for him, Lachol Chad Vachad, Asara, Asara. If there were 100 of us, we would gather 10 each. And there would be 1,000 fruit. And if there'd be 10 of us, man ketin and lay, literally the lashon is we would gather for him kol chad v'chad mea mea, 100 each. The whole mea minayu and each 100 of these fruit, avimachzik lehu tzena bar tlasa savi. It would fill, or some of the gears say, it wouldn't even fill up. It was so much, it wouldn't fill up baskets which would contain 3 sa. I mean, these were very, very large fruit. Question is, if your gears for achal lehu, meaning they would eat, or some have the gears and bays, v'achalu lekulu, would eat the whole thing. U'mishtava delay time is yuna, and he would swear, I mean, Rabbi Yechon would eat an enormous amount of these peris kinesa, and he would swear that he did not eat anything which was maize in him. If you look at the second Rashi, second line of Rashi, Rashi says, ziyuna, he would swear that he didn't eat anything which was considered to be food. Rashi says, meaning the fruit was so light and so sweet that it didn't fill him up, and he was able to eat huge amounts of the Peres Ginosar. Rabbi Avoyu Achel Adedahavi Sharik Le Dudva Meapose. So Rabbi Avoyer used to eat the Peres Kinesar until his face would drip. Rashi says the shard dudva me'apesi shazvov machlik mimetzchoy, that a fly would slip off his forehead, mitich tzahalas panim besari machlik, his face would be kind of wet and oily, so to speak, because of the Peres Kinesar which he ate. Rabami, have you achli ad denata mazayu, until the hair would fall out. Some swarms say that this is coming to be meramez, that the Peres Kinesa, which had the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, would cause Rabbi Avoyu to reach a stage where that which is nimshal to a zvuv, which is amalek and deus koizvois, would slip off him. Or until one's hair would fall out, meaning the hair in many places you find is nimshal to moisrais. So they were ingesting Peres Kinesa, which were jam-packed with Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. I'll mention in a moment the famous words of the Bach. And it would cause them that they would no longer have any type of netia achar moisrais. We'll just finish. Rav Shimon Lakish, have the achal ad-morid. He would eat the Peres Kinesa ad the morid. Rashi says, "Daita mitarefes." So it's quite an incredible story. I mean, the amount of Peres Kinesa which the Halega Amoraim would eat until their face would be dripping with oil, or their hair would fall out, or they would lose their mind. Seems a very strange thing. So we're going to get to this in 2 seconds. The Amalehu, and when this happened to Rish Lakish, Amalehu Rabbi Yechanan Ledevein Asiyah. He told the Bein Asiv, Avi Mishadale, let Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Ba'alushe, Abasrei. So they would send, Rashi says, Uchlusi b'nei Adam, Umaisi le Beis, and they would escort Rish Lakish home. So some say, I mean, I heard once from Ramesh Shapir Zachon Racha, that he said, it seems like a very strange thing that these Amoraim were involved in eating so much of this sweet fruit. any added, you know, we find other Gemaras. The Gemara tells us in Baba Kama about Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that in the morning he wasn't able to answer the question properly because he didn't have his roasted ox meat. And there's a Medrash Rabba by Boaz which says that the types of food that he ate mine mesika, which are margulis ha'adam l'teira. And the basic mahalach, which Rav Moshe said, I believe, if I recall, was something to the effect of Chazal say le'nitna tera el aleich le'hamon. And we know in the mon that there was every single type of tam and every single type of flavor. And tera was given to the eich le'mon, meaning to say that just like there is a tam, a physical tam in lots of different types of food, so one has to find, and there is in Torah, a tam, a gishmak, in Torah. And it was almost like they were eating various succulent, delicious fruit to understand the full gamut and the full range that there must be within Torah. And it was almost like to the extent, like the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Yisuri Biyah, the Leninsis Machsheves Arayas Ela Belev Haponui Min HaChachma. And we know that the Yetzer of Arayas is not going to be Nishchat, because the Chedvusa Deshmaitza, the Geshmak in Torah, is the same, it's the same type of concept. And therefore the Amorayim, when they were partaking of these things, it was to give them an inkling, an awareness, an understanding, ad heichen hadvarim egiim, and they ate the peris ginesa, the individuals who were the most involved in Teres Shebal Peh. They also had to have an understanding of the full extent that there must be some type of a manifestation of Torah in a spiritual sense. It's not about kind of, you know, ultimately, if a person wants to be matzliach, it's not about saying, I'm not interested in any hanah. It's finding the hanah in Torah that there is in a similar type of respect and a physical sense. So, hence, I mean, that was the basic mahalach from what I understood. And therefore, yeah, you do find that they went and they ate the peris kinoisar, and it was in order to give them some type of an appreciation of atheich and advar megiim. Something along those lines. Says the Gemara, Kiyosar Revini Amar Yir Achas Haisalele Yane Amelach Bahara Melach, Shahayu Maitsin Mimena Shishim Ribay Svali Taris Lakait Tzitainim. They would find in it 600,000 buckets of some tuna like fish, which they would provide to those people who would harvest the figs, may Erev Shabbos, le'Erev Shabbos. Rashi says, le'kotzitzi te'enim, le'maychol poyalim, she'kotzitzim te'enim, v'hoyu merubim ad she'kol elu tzrichamem, le'maychol. There were so many people who were involved in harvesting these figs that they needed 600,000 buckets worth of this type of fish. Meaning again, we're speaking about the Mila of Eretz Yisrael and the incredible Shefa and ribuy of peiros that they had, that they needed this amount of fish to provide the workers who were involved in the harvest. The author of in Amr Ilan Echad Hayu Leilayane Amelach Bahar Amelach, he had a tree. Shahayu Meiridim Mimenu Arboyim Sa Gozalais Mishalish Breiches B'Chaydish. And again, the sheer size of the tree was so big that they would take down 40 saws worth of young birds from three separate nests every single month. It was such a big tree, meaning the peiros was so plentiful, the trees were big. The guf nishma shahayu ba shmeinim zugois achim kahanim. There were 80 pairs of kahanim brothers. Nesuim l'shmeinim zugais achoyos kahanes, who married 80 pairs of sisters who were kahanes, meaning to say, so you can imagine the size of that city if they were able to find so many brothers who were kahanim who married so many sisters who were kahanes. It must have been an enormous city. were both Karabonim Yisir v'Adna Hado, and they checked for in Bavel Yisir v'Adna Hado v'Lei Ashkechu, and they couldn't find anything which came anywhere close.
Sisters who were above
Kohen. Yeah, Kohanis, yeah, exactly. They couldn't find anything close. Bar mi Bonse the Chizda, the daughters of Rav Chizda who were Kohanis, to have Unisivin, Lerami Bachama, Olamaruk v'Bachama. They married two brothers, Rabbi Gavta Inu Avi Kahan, even though they themselves, the women, were Kahanis, Inu Le Avi Kahan, the brothers were not Kahanim. So this city in Eretz Yisrael must have been a massive city to find 80 pairs of brothers and married 80 pairs of sisters, Kahanim to Kahanis, and so on. And the Gemara concludes, Rav Kol Suda She'ein Ba Melach, any Suda where there is no salt, or Meliach, some of the gears, She'ein a Suda, meaning there is merit in having something salty, at the meal, Rav Chaya Bar Abba, Rav Yechon Kol Suda She'ein Ba Sarif, Eina Suda, which Rashi says is a Tav Shalach She'yesh Be Marak, or maybe it should be Sharif, again, shor fachaya, I mean, it's to have something which is wet with liquid is also beneficial, and one should have that at the suda. Al kaponim, we learned in the sugya that there's a concept of an ikrim tafel where even the pas is considered to be nitfal to something else, to something salty, like in the case of Peres Genesar. Even in a case where the davar which is nitfal wasn't there b'shas maisa, it's still going to be nitfal. And we said there's no brach rishin on the pass, and one doesn't even have to wash netzilas yadayim beforehand. Says the Mishnah Vayta, achol anovim v'te'enim v'rimayim mevarech achreim shalish brachis divrei Rabban Gamliel. So we already saw before that Shitas Rabban Gamliel is that a person recites Birkas Hamazon on the Shivas Aminim. The Bnei Yeshua says that even though the Pasuk mentions Geffen, it says Eretz Chitasera the Geffen, so you might have thought that according to Rabban Gamliel, you should say Birkas Hamazon on wine and grape juice. Says the Bnei Yeshua that nevertheless, Rabban Gamliel did not say you say Gimel Brachis, you have to bench on grape juice or wine. It's only in a case of a chila mamish, if you actually eat. So if you eat grapes, figs, or pomegranates, or the other two fruits of the Shivas Aminim, Mevarech Achreim Shalish Brachis, Rashi says, Mevarech Achreim Gimel Brachis, Rabban Gamliel Tameid, Amal Alba Pirkin, Kol Shem Shivas Aminim, Mevarech Achrav Gimel Brachis. Chachamim Meimrim Brach Achis, you only make one bracha, and we're going to see this is the bracha aches me'ein sholish. Rabbi Akiva Omer afilo achal sholak v'hu mizaynei mevarach alav gimel brachas. Even if you have a cooked vegetable, Rashi says sholak shol yerek, if it is a cooked vegetable, then you make gimel brachas. You make gimel brachas. If you look at the third Tesis on the page, Tesis says, Rav Akiva Amar Filach HaSholak, you bench, V'leidomi la'ida la'el, the Rav Akiva Nelson Rishus Rav Akiva Levarich, meaning what was the case? He gave him fruits to eat, and it says that he didn't make Gimel Brachah Shleimais. So here Rav Akiva is saying, you do bench, and there he didn't, the Shani Hacha, the Ikba Mizeni Alei, meaning, like the Mishnah says, if you eat shalak the hu mizoina, if that's going to be your meal, then you bench. I wasn't quite sure why, if so, why is it dafke din in Yerakis? Rashi says, achol shalak shal yerek. I mean, what is the pshat in Rabbi Kiva? It says, if you're having a lot of cucumbers, and that's going to be your meal, then you bench. So if I have a thick steak, that's going to be my meal. Why wouldn't I bench on that? I mean, why dafka vegetables as opposed to meat or fish and so on? It says the Mishnah, Ashes Amayim Litzamayim Mevarach Shahakal Ne'e B'dvarei. If a person drinks water when they are thirsty specifically, as opposed to dislodge a bone or just to swallow a pill when they're not actually thirsty, if you're thirsty, then you say a shahako nia bidvare, and the Sfarim say there's a remez over here that if a person learns Torah, ba'amelis, ubecheshek, If a person learns Torah with a geshmak, with a hislavos, such an individual has a koyach of bracha. Because we know that mayim is nimshal to Torah. So hasheisa mayim letzama, if you drink mayim with thirst, meaning you're learning Torah with thirst, with simon, mevarech, you have a koyach of bracha, shahakol miyeh bedvarei. Whatever you say, you have this incredible koyach of bracha. Anyway, so it's fascinating. Rabbi Tarfon says, which bracha do you make if you are drinking mayim when you're thirsty? You make a Borei Nefashis Rabbis. Now we know that we say this as a bracha achrona after we drink. Rabbi Tarfon says this was the bracha rishona. It's quite difficult to understand why, according to Rabbi Tarfon, why would the structure of the bracha be different to the structure of every other birchas hananin? Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and then we say Bari Pri or Shahakol Nia or Bari Mine, but to say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Bari Nefashis Rabbis, I mean, it's such a long bracha, seems a bit of a strange thing. Besides, okay, I mean, we make it for bracha achreina. It seems strange why the deviation from the short standard nusach which we say. Fine. That he says you bench on the fruit of the shivas aminim. My time of the Gamaliel, that he says eretz chita usa oira. Uksiv, meaning, and it mentions over there all the shivas aminim. Uksiv, and the next pasuk says eretz shalibim miskenu strichu balechem. You will not eat bread in a state of poverty. I mean, it'll be so much. Uksiv. And then the pasuk says, "V'chalta v'savata uverachtes Hashem lekecha." So really, the pshat in Rami Gamliel, and some actually, you know, change the gears slightly. Really, the point of Rami Gamliel is the first pasuk says the shivas aminim, and the last pasuk mentions "V'chalta v'savata uverachta." Hence, we say that the mitzvah of Birkas Hamazon is going back on all of the shivas aminim. Whereas, say the Rabbanan, Eretz, the second pasuk, the middle pasuk of Eretz, Asher, Lei b'miskenes techoba lechem. Oh, it mentions lechem, and then it says, V'chalta v'zavata v'rachta. So that middle pasuk, Eretz, is hifzik o'inyan. It's mafzik to say that andafka on lechem. We will say, V'chalta v'zavata v'rachta. It's interesting, the Rashba says that even though the Rabbanan say, that Eretz is hifsik or inyan, the Rashba says it's only a hefsik from Gimel Brachas Shleimais, but the Bracha Achas Me'in Shalosh, says the Rashba, is still considered to be Min HaTorah. So, in other words, it does mention the Shivas HaMinim. There's a little bit of a hefsik with the next passage which says Eretz HaShalei B'miskenes L'tich B'alechem, and then V'chalde V'savate V'rachta, so that middle pasuk is mafsik, that you're not going to have a full Birkas HaMazon on the Shivas HaMinim, but it still is considered to be a Diraisa, meaning the Bracha Achas Min Shalosh will still be Diraisa. That's the way the Rashba and others understand. So Kaponim, according to the Rabbanan, Eretz is mafsik, and hence you don't say Gimel Bracha Shleimais on the fruit of the Shivas HaMinim. The Rabbanan are right. So we say, Neina, humi boilei lemeute hakoisis esachito. That is simply coming to be memayit, a situation where you're just chewing on wheat. In that case, you don't. But if you're eating the peiris of shivas amin, you make him a bracha shlemis.
The Ashpa brings down a kudzah of Donish, the formula you use is the kudzah of Gamaliel when reciting three bits after eating of the seven spices. This is other than bread. This is somewhat from the formula you use after eating bread.
Okay, can sign, but the point is it's still Gimel Bracha Shleimus according to Rami Gamaliel. So if it's from the grains of the Chamishas Aminim, Minimine Dagon, which we know are really wheat and barley, and the rye, the oats, and the spelt, really fall into either the wheat family or the barley family. You make a Berei Minim Zenis, Ulubis Saiv, Bracha Achas Min Shalish, Amar Rabba, Bar Mari, Amar Vishuv and Levi, Kolshim, Shivas Aminim, if it's the fruit of the Shivas Aminim, Betrilim Avarach, Berei Priyaitz, ulebesev bracha achas me'ein sholish. So amalei abaya l'rdini my neil. What is the bracha achas me'ein sholish? The different gears is over here. Our gears is my neil bracha achas me'ein sholish. Amalei aperi the eitz if it's fruit al ha eitz and al pri eitz val tnuvas hasada, which up until now, that's the end of really the first bracha. I mean, the first bracha of Birkas Hamazon is for the actual sustenance. So the main shalosh is al eitz, al pri eitz, al tnuvas hasada, or al amech v'chakala, al tnuvas hasada. That corresponds to the first bracha. And then we say val eretz chemda teva rochava shenhalta lavi seino lechol nepiria v'lizbaya mituva, which is the end of like the second bracha. And then we say, Rachim Hashem Alekeinu Al Yisrael Amecha, V'al Yerushalayim Recha, V'al Mikdashecha, V'al Mizbechecha, V'sibane Yerushalayim Irkatshecha, B'mehir V'yameinu V'alim L'sicha, V'samchinu Ba, or V'samchinu B'vinyana. And that concludes the end of the third bracha. Y'ata Teiv U'meitiv Lako, and that is the end of the chunk before the Chasima. Says the Gemara, the Chamesha Saminim, how do you begin that bracha? Ala Mechia, v'ala Kalkala, v'ala Tenuvas Asada, v'chulu. V'chaisim, ala Aretz, v'ala Mechia. And when it comes to regular grain, you end off by saying, ala Aretz, v'ala Mechia. Now the Gemara asks a bit of a difficult question. Says the Gemara, Michtam b'may chasim. How do you conclude the bracha if you ate fruit? Meaning if you had grain, if you had wheat and barley, you say ala aretz ala mechya. But how do you conclude if you have fruit? Michtam b'may chasim. So, I mean, the question is really, I mean, what do you mean? I mean, just like you said ala aretz ala mechya, so you'd say ala aretz ala peris. But what exactly is the question? Why would you think it's different? So the Achronim say over here, and the reason why you might think it's different is because we know there's a concept that ein chais min b'shtayim. You're not in the when you end off the bracha, you're not supposed to have two dissimilar concepts or themes in the chasima of the bracha. So bishlam, when you say al ha'aretz ve'al ha'michya, so there's different malachim over here. Either the pshat is the aretz is mitzi the michya, because you plant the wheat and the barley in the ground. So the ground really is mitzi the grain. So that's considered to be one. The aretz, which is mitzi the michya. Or as some say, I think the Netziv says that the pshat is because bread is essentials. It's bare necessities. Whereas fruit, as we saw before, when Tesis explained to us the Nisach of the Bracha of Brei Nefashis Rabbis, the Chesroin and Al Kol Masha Bar Lach Yez Ben Meshkochai, which is referring to fruit, which is Meisrois, so maybe that's something which is unnecessary. So Bishlema Al Aretz Al Amichya, it's an absolute essential, it's a necessity to have bread. And therefore it's almost considered one and the same. But Peiris, which is considered to be already something a bit more removed, maybe not. Or some say the pshat is that the ground produces the wheat, but the ground produces a tree, and the tree produces the fruit. So that's not really the same thing. So bishlam ala aretz ala mechya, because the ground produces the wheat directly. But ala aretz ala peiros, it's really the ground which produces the tree, and the tree produces the fruit. We know that the elon. And Elon is the gematria of 91. Elon is the gematria of Amen. Elon is the gematria of the word Sukkah. Elon is the gematria of Shem Havaya and Shem Adnus. 65 and 26. It's a big thing. Elon is the Mechaber. It's like the Mechaber between the Shemayim and the Aretz. It goes derech the Elon, and the Elon produces it. So it's kind of like the Emsoi between the two. So Bishlama, the ground produces the wheat and the barley directly. But the ground produces the tree, and the tree produces the fruit. So maybe that's going to be a problem of ein chais min b'shtayim. Hence the Gemara says, "Michtam b'may chasim." The Gemara explains a little bit. And the Gemara says, Ki Asr of Dimi Amar Rav Chasim Bereish Chedesh Baruch Mekadesh Yisrov Rashi Chadash. So when there was a similar discussion, Legabe Musaf and Rashi Chedesh, we say you can say Mekadesh Yisrov Baruch Rashi Chadash, and that's not a problem of Ein Chis Mishtayin, because Klal Yisrov are the ones who ultimately are Mekadesh Rashi Chedesh. Abraham Chamai, what about over here? If you look at Rashi, about 8 lines, 10 lines in the bottom, Achamai, me machteminen betarti ki haigavna, kegoin ala aritz vala peirois, vileyav yichasim avishtayim mamish, it's not considered to be that you are ending off with two. Says the Gemara, chizda ama ala aritz vala peirois, vavichanam ala aritz vala peirois, amravanam le pligi aholon, one is for us, the Bnei Bavel, halu, and one is for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Holon v'alu r'chizda u'mi bovel. U'bi bovel chasmi ala aretz v'al peyrei seha. Rabbi Yehoni Eretz Yisrael v'asim chasmi ala peyrei. Fact, the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. Maskelov nachma yitzhak inu achli. They in Eretz Yisrael, they eat. V'anon mevachinen. V'anon mevachin, meaning they in Eretz Yisrael, they eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. And we in bovel say ala aretz v'al peyrei seha. That doesn't make sense. Ala epoch. The opposite of Chizda was in Bavel, Omar al Aretz Val Peiris. Rabbi Yechon was in Eretz Yisrael, Omar al Aretz Val Peiris Seho. And we know that is what we do. There is a discussion in the Poskim as to do we change the Nusach for wine from Eretz Yisrael? Do you say al Pri Gafna? In Shulchan Aruch it only mentions Peiris, al Peiris Seho. Or do you say v'al michyasa? So, I mean, certainly Minhag Ashkenaz is not to say michyasa. Apparently some Sfaradim in Eretz Yisrael say michyasa.
Only if we came from Eretz Yisrael.
But you say michyasa. Exactly. Also, just one other thing to mention is the Bach. There's a very interesting Bach. The Tor quotes from the Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Tor says in Siman Reish Ches, it doesn't make sense in the Nusach of Al HaMechia to say, Shin Chaltel Aviseinu, Shem, you gave us Eretz Yisrael. Why did you give us Eretz Yisrael? Lechol mi piriyav lizbaya mi tuva, to eat from the delicious fruits of Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't make sense that we're going to say that. After all, what does the Medrash say about Moshe ben Avichilach on the Piriyahu Tzarech? Is Moshe interested in going to Eretz Yisrael to eat from the fruit? Doesn't make sense. Says the Bach, of course it makes sense. Because we know that the Eretz Yisrael Shalmata is Mechuvin to Eretz Yisrael Shalmala. And if a person eats from the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, so then you absorb the Kedusha Sa'aretz and you get from the Kedusha Shalmala through the Peiros Shalmata. So yeah, we want to eat the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, lechol mi piriyav lizbaya mi tuva. By eating the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, we are actually going to be matir ourselves and be mekadesh ourselves, and therefore there is merit and there is an inyan in eating the fruit of Eretz Yisrael.
We still have the first time, but we say la halacha, oretz pala mechiyav ala peiros.
Yeah, I mean, the Gemara... Yeah, in a Hanami, I mean, the Gemara here is not discussing if you have a combination of both. In a Hanami, if you have a combination of both, you do both, or you can do all three if you have fruit.
Yeah, but the catch is that even with a
what?
But we do. Mm-hmm.
Well,
no,
it means different themes, different concepts, different types of food is not necessarily... To the extent that we're saying that the land which produces food... I don't know if saying this food and that food is considered to be a problem of Ein Chais Min V'Shtayim. It's the land which produces different types of fruit.
The question on Oretz and Michya, which doesn't strike me as such a grace of Shabbat, as Michya and Peiros.
Yeah, I understand. Again, the Gemara didn't have a shayla about Oretz, Al Oretz and Michya. It only had a shayla by Peiros, like we explained, because maybe Peiros is different because it goes through a tree. But, you know, to the extent that we say that ala aretz ala peiros is okay, so too, when you say michya and peiros, it's also okay because it's the land which produces different types of fruit. It's all coming back to the land. And that's not considered to be a problem of Ein Chais Min V'Shtayim. Correct. Let's divide. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Dimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, Mishum Rav. al habeya v'al mini kufra b'tchilim avach shahakol b'sei b'nefashis rabbis. If you have eggs or meat, you say a shahakol at the end of b'nefashis. Avo yarkoloi, but if you just have vegetables are not so chashuv, and therefore you don't say a b'nefashis. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, no. Afiru yark, even if you have yarkos, you say b'nefashis. Avo maya loyet. The Papa Amar, maya, you say b'nefashis. Pnei explains it has to do with chashivus. And the shaila is, you know, eggs and meat is chashiv, maybe vegetables not, or vegetables are, but maybe mayim not. And the Papa says even mayim. Marzutra Ovid Kerub Yitzchak, he used to go like Rabbi Yitzchak to do on yarkos, yes, and not on mayim. So Marzutra Ovid Kerub Yitzchak Baravdini, Rav Shimon Barashi Ovid Kerub Yitzchak, v'simanech, so you shouldn't get the two confused. Had Ketrei, the one who has one name, went like the one who has two names. Vetrei, and the one who has two names, Tehad, went like the one who had one name. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rav Rashi says, I know, Zimna de Chimat Karna, when I remember Avidna Kekulu, I go even like Rav Papa, and even on Mayim, I say a Bore Nefashis. The Shittim Kibetz in the Flamed Hey says, the bracha, they understood that the bracha b'nefashis was not mamish chayva, it was more of a reshus, and therefore they weren't always so makpid to say a b'nefashis, and therefore he's saying, when I remember, then I say b'nefashis even after mine. Tana, and he learned from the Mishnah, kol shaton bracha la'achrov, ton bracha lefanov. The yei shaton bracha lefanov, there are situations where you make a bracha before, the ain ton bracha la'achrav, but you need not make a bracha afterwards. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Lerav Yitzchak Barav Dimi, who says you only make a bracha nefashis on eggs and meat, lafuki yarko, ve'yiv there's no bracha achreina, and Rabbi Yitzchak lafuki maya, el papa lafuki maya. What is this Mishnah coming lafuki? What's the case where you don't say a bracha achreina? Says the Gemara, lafuki mitzvahs, that you don't say a bracha achreina after mitzvahs. Frag the Gemara, ule b'nei marava, the b'nei eretz Yisrael, the boss of the misalkei tefilayu. Once they take their tefillin off, right before shkia, after wearing it the whole day, mevarchi asher gedishana b'mitzvahs of itzvanu lishma chukav, they do say a bracha at the end of the day after they take their tefillin off. Lafuki mai, what is it coming? Lafuki. So we say, lafuki rechni. It's coming to be a mamayit that there's no bracha achreina, which is made when you smell something. Tezis says, in the second Tezis, l'b'nei marava, l'mevachin en hachi basa, v'anon le'ardin en k'b'nei marava. We don't do like the b'nei marava. The dafka ledid hu, shahayadarkom l'salkom b'layla shaychi bracha d'lishma chukav. They take it off right before night. K'dechsiv v'shamarta es hachuka hazois l'mayada. In its time, miyamim yamima. Aval anu shemisalkin yisem mechatzi ayayim. We take it off well before the end of the day. Ayafiru nisalkin melayla. Even if we take it off at night, still leishayich chuka the dafka lididhu. Only according to the bnei marava, the ksavi layla loves mantvilanu. Umiyamim yamima asalamuti leilais shayich bracha techuka. Aval anon de kamran de layla's mantvilanu. Therefore, we don't recite this bracha. That is the difference between us and the B'nai Marav. Says the Gemara. Say again? Only tefillin. In fact, if you look at the next line of the Gemara, so the Gemara said, so according to the B'nai Marav, what is it coming lafuki? And the Gemara said, lafuki reichna. It's coming to my reyach. So we shouldn't say, really, we could have said it's coming lafuki tzitzis, it's coming lafuki other mitzis. Yeah, right? Because they only made a bracha after tefillin. So Taka could have spoken that up. Amr b'yanai, Amr rav, kol shuk a beitza. Anytime you're eating a beitza's worth of food, beitza teva mimeno. An egg is going to be the best thing to eat. So if you're eating an egg's worth of food, the best possible, the most nutritious thing you can have is an egg. Kiyasa Ravan Amr Tava Beyasa Megolgalta, a soft boiled egg is better than Shita Kaisi Sultan, 6 lugs worth of fine flour. Ki Asra Vdemi Amar Tava Beyasa Megoldalta Mishis. It's better than six. Matvisa, but if it is roasted Me'arba, then it's good, but it's only as good as four. Mavushalta, and if it's boiled, then we say Kal Shuka Beitza Beitza Teva Menu, then it's better than an equal amount of other type of food. Labami Bisra. So the best is soft boiled egg, then is roasted egg, and then is boiled eggs and soap. Now we said even if you eat something which is roasted vegetables, you say Gimel Brachas. Is there such a thing that vegetables is your entire suda? So I guess nowadays the vegetarians and the vegans will say sure. But it says, why is there such a thing? Ravashi the Kelach Shalkruv Shano. We're speaking about someone who has cabbage stalks. Tanravan, Tchil, Yafali Shinayin, the Kashal Bimayim. Eating spleen is good for your teeth, it's bad for your intestines. Krishan, leek is Kashal Shinayim, it's difficult for your teeth. Viyafin Bimayim, but it's good for your intestines. Kol Yerik, Chai, Merik. Raw vegetables cause the shine in one's face to be diminished. The whole cotton and vegetables which are not properly ripe, maktin, either it means cause one's limbs not to grow. So if a child is nourished on vegetables which are small, it will have an adverse effect on their development. The whole nefesh, meshiv es a nefesh, and someone who eats something with nefesh, which Rashi says if you eat something which is raw, like let's say dogim kitanim, kol nefesh, it's going to be meshiv es hanefesh. It will restore one's vitality. The whole kariv lanefesh, meshiv es hanefesh. And if you eat something which is close to the actual source of the life itself, which the Gemara is going to say in a minute, is referring to eating meat from the section of the animal of the throat, which is where the shechit is done, that is meshiv es hanefesh. Kruv lamazin, cabbage is good for food. Vitardin lerafua, and beets are good for rafua. Oilo labayish, lefis averis besoiche. Woe to a house in which lefis, turnips, is found inside it. So the Gemara is going to go through all of this. Amamar. Kul yafli shenayim, the kashal b'nayim. So maitakante, what is the way to effectively eat kol that is not going to be bad for your intestines? Nil asay, just chew it, and you'll have the benefit of what it does for your teeth. Vinishadye, and then chuck it. Creation, the leek, is kashin mishanayim, yafin abinayim. So, maitakante, what's the best way to eat it? Lishlakinu, boil it up really well. Vinivlainu, and then swallow it. Now, we said, kol yerik chai meirik, causes the shine in your face to go away. Amrabi Yitzchak, besudari shena, this is only the very first meal after bloodletting. Anyone who eats vegetables before 4 hours into the day, one should not speak with this individual. Mufajim explained that being that the time when people would eat was 4 hours into the day, if someone ate vegetables before that time, so the breath of that person would be mazik someone who has yet to eat. I haven't eaten anything, I'm hungry, and you're smelling the breath of someone who has eaten vegetables before 4 hours, you shouldn't speak to that person, it can have an adverse effect on you. So the my time in Mishim Recha. The Rabbi Yitzchak, the second name of Rabbi Yitzchak is forget about the adverse effect it will have on other people. It is bad for you yourself to eat vegetables before 4 hours into the day. The Gemara tells the story. So Amrulei, they said to Marzutra, my daitech, what's the reason you're not eating? Because of the first nemra of Rabbi Yitzchak, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Eichel Yerek Kodemar Vashoyis, also a Sapra, and many you shouldn't speak to such a person. Mishim Reicha, but 1 second, V'ha'anon, The ka'achlina, we've been eating vegetables. The ka'mishtoy is bahadon, and you've been speaking with us the whole time. So you clearly don't hold that there's a problem with speaking and having a conversation with individuals who've been eating vegetables. So why didn't you also have some? Amalo, because there's a second name of Rabbi Yitzchak. I know, ki'idach de Rabbi Yitzchak spherely. I hold like the second name of Rabbi Yitzchak. Also, la'adim sheikho yarek haiker de ma'abashayis. Because it's simply bad for your health, and that's the reason why I don't eat it. Now we continue explaining what we said before. Kol cotton makdin, small vegetables or small things, are also not good, and they will cause the person not to grow. Amramchizda afilo gadia bar zuza. Even if it's a gdi, if it's a little goat, which Mashi says is shomein v'toiv, and it's worth a zuz, it's still not good to eat a little kid, goat, when it's very, very young. Says the Gemara, le'amar in ela deles be'riva, if it hasn't grown to one quarter of its full growth. Avo is be'riva less than ba. Once it's grown to one quarter of its growth, then it's fine. Kol nefesh meishiv nefesh, anything which has nefesh in it is restores nefesh. Amr Papa Afilo Gildani de Begili. If you look at Rashi directly across a few lines up, Gildani de Begili, Dogin Kitanim Oid, very small fish. Umitsuyin Bein Hakonim Ba'agam, you find it in the marsh. The Ein Darkom Lagadl Yoiser. They don't grow bigger than this. Aval Dag Cotton Mimin Dagodl. That would be a problem. So these fish are very small, and they remain very small. That's fine. The fish which can grow, like we said before, that you shouldn't do. Then we said, that which is close to the actual source of the nefesh restores the nefesh. That is referring to the throat. Because the throat is the place of shechita, that is the place of nefesh, so that's the place where you should eat. You should get a piece of meat from the throat. Only Rava Lishmaya, Rava told his servant, ki maisesli umtsed abis, when you buy me meat from the marketplace, tarach v'aisili mehecha, the mekarev lebei baruch. You should get me from the place which is close to the place in which the Sheikhet recites the bracha on the shechita, i.e. the tzavar. Now we said, krov lamazin v'tardin l'refuah, that cabbage is good for food, and beets are good for refuah. So we say, krov lamazin in l'refuah loy, it's not medicinal and beneficial from a health perspective to eat cabbage. Six things in Merape. Urufuas and Rafuah. It's considered to be a proper Rafuah. Ve'eloen, a kruv. Vatardin, ve'sisin, dvash, keva, heris, yaseris, a covid. So you've got the cabbage and the beets. You've got me'sisin, Rashi says it's a tavshil, shal puliol. We've got the heres, which is the womb, and we've got the seres akoved. All these things are considered to be very therapeutic. Eleimo kruv aflamazin. Kruv is not only medicinally beneficial, it's even good for the actual meal itself. Says the Gemara, oile labai shalefis iveres besecha, woe to a house. The lepus, the turnips are found inside. In fact, Ma'ani, the armor lay Rava, or some of the gears of Rabba, Rav, Lishamek, and Chazis, lift of the shuk, if you find lepus in the shuk, loy tamali b'may karchas rifta, don't even bother inquiring and asking me what I'd like to eat my bread with. If you find lepus, you get it. I want to have bread and lepus. So you see, lepus is good. Amrabaya, when is it bad? Mibli basa. If you have it without meat. But if you have it with meat, then it's good. For Rav Amar, when is it bad? Mibli yayin, without wine. But if you drink wine afterwards, wine is able to neutralize the strength of the lepus. So it's Marav Amar, mibli basar, it's bad, but with basar it's good. Shmuel says, Mipli Eitzim, without wood, meaning if you cook it a lot, use a lot of wood, and you cook it a lot, it's fine. Rabbi Yochanan, Mipli Yain. Amalei Rava, Rav Papa, Rava said to Rav Papa, Sudni, you beer maker. Rav Papa used to make beer, Rav Papa didn't have much wine, and he used to have beer. So Rava said to Rav Papa, Anon, we, Tavrin and Lav, Bishra Hamra, were able to neutralize and weaken the strength of the lettuce with meat and wine. But Amat and you, the Lenafish Lechamra, the might of Risala. So what do you weaken the strength of the lettuce with? Amalei, Bitsiva, with wood. Tiha, the Vistra Papa, Basta Mavashla, Tavla, Batamnin, Ufi, Pasaisa. She would take 80 pieces of wood, and she would really cook the lattice to weaken it from its intensity. So if you have a small salted fish, sometimes it can be so bad, it can kill. Rashi says, well, let's just see one more line. B'shiva asar, u'b'asim b'shiva. On day 7 of salting, on day 17, or on day 27, v'amila b'asim b'shleisha. So these days, I mean, on day 7 from salting, 17, 27, or 23, that is a potentially lethal time. That's only if it's only somewhat roasted. But if it's properly roasted, less lanba, then there is no problem. And even if it's not properly roasted, it's only a problem if you don't drink beer afterwards. But if you drink beer afterwards, it's fine. Now he said, says the Gemara Lafuki Mai, Amr Idi Bar Aven Lafuki Laman de Hanakte Umso. It's coming to exclude someone who has a bone stuck, meat, which is stuck in their throat. Rav Tarfon Omer Burin of Vashis Rabbis Veches Reinan. Amalei Rava Bar Rav Chanan Labaya V'Amri L'Rav Yosef Hilchas Amai. So Halacha L'Maisa, what do we do? The Machlekes Tanayim, what the Brach Rishon is. Amalei said, Puk Chazi Mai Amadabar. Go out and take a look and see what people do, says Rashi. Heich Neregim Ukvar Nogu, and the minig already has been Levarich Betchila Shahakol. And that is the minhag olam, and as we know, that is what we do alach lamaisa. Hadron lach keitzim avachim. Let's just see the Mishnah, and we'll stop. Says the Mishnah, a continuation. Right, but now we've been discussing the brachas, now we've been discussing birkas hamazon, so we're discussing the concept of zimun. Three people eat as one, they are obligated in zimun. We'll see Rashi in a minute. Achl demai. So you have a suffix if maestris was taken from this grain. Or maestrishin shenitla trumasi, which Rashi says we think it means that the levy took trumas maestr, in which case the grain is perfectly good grain, and therefore if you make bread, therefore it's obligated in zimun. Or hektish sheniftu. You had grain of hektish, and you were paid it, or vashamish achol kezayis, or vakusi. In all these cases, mezamnin alav. You can make a zimun in all these cases. All these cases, you make a zimun over. However, we say, achol tevel. If you ate tevel, so it's untithed, the vegetable, untithed grain, or maizarishin shaloi not lechumasa, maizashin vegdish shaloi niftu. You haven't redeemed the maizashin of the hektish. Or the shamish of pachas mikazayis, less than a kazayis, the anachri, in all those cases, ein mezamnin alav. Noshim avodim ktanim ein mezamnin aleihem, you don't make a zimun with them. Ad kama mezamnin, how much do you need to eat in order to be mechuyev in zimun? Ad kazayis, according to the Tanakama, Rabbi Yudaimer, ad kebeitzah. Let us say a couple of Rashis. Rashi says, Shlishish ochlu lizamen, lizamen yachet letziruf bracha. So they need to merge and join together to make a bracha beloshen rabin, kegoin nevorich. Let's take a look at the Rashi of Maisa Sheni Shenifta. So you have paid the Maisa Sheni la tiroi b'achila chutzki Yerushalayim. So you want to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, the espidyoina yali Yerushalayim b'yechal, or the shamash shimshim besuda, he was meshamish at a suda v'achlim on kezayis k'dil etzarafi mohem lezimen u'b'chol hani itzrich lashmi inan. Afogav the domu le'isr, even though there appears to be a possible element, an aspect of isr, ein kan bracha ba'aveira. It's not considered to be that you're making a bracha la'aveira. One thing which we'll see as we go through the sugya is, when we speak about the concept of zimun, we are treating zimun as a bracha, meaning it's birkas hazimun. Meaning we say nevarach shechal mishlei, we say baruch, Shachal Nemishlei, it's Birkas Hazimon. So, like Rashi says over here, there's no Bracha Ba'aveira, or the very first Rashi in the Perek. Lizdam and Yachad Letzir of Bracha, for a Tzir of Bracha, and so on. If you look at the first Rashi in the Gemara, we haven't seen it yet, but it says, Minayim Yil Dishleish Ruyim LeBirkas Tziruf. Zimon we're going to treat as a separate Bracha. And the Mishnah is saying in the first case that even though this seems to be an element of potential Aveira, Kamash from the Mishnah, that it's not an Aveira, and you're Mizdamen Yachad for Birkas Hazimun.